Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Pruce. Rick, welcome back to the studio.
Welcome, Lee.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be in here with you. Rick, we've got an interesting show this week. We're going to deal with issues related to mostly dogs, but I guess we can include some cats and even some potbelly pigs.
Maybe a bunny.
Exactly. In the conversation, we're going to talk about some different things that people can do in order to keep their pets safe and healthy during the year. And then we're going to talk about a big fundraiser that's coming up this evening, which is the Fur Ball out at the Humane Society, which is a very, very big event.
Yeah, every year it just gets to be better. And the amount of just social activity of responsibility, or just people that just love that event. You know, I've been there to several of them. Wow, is there a strong sense of generosity to the pet community, and it kind of just takes form there. It's like a tornado. All the conditions are just right, and just a huge amount of public interest and generosity that just kind of storms through there. It's just amazing.
Well, and you can also see the benefits of that generosity because you can see the small animal neuter clinic that's opened up here on the south side from the Humane Society.
Sure.
So they're obviously doing good things and putting the money to good use and helping out the community right at a time when it really can use it.
Right, right.
And that's important. We're also going to talk with Dr. Williamson from Lansing Veterinary Medical Center. If you remember, he was in here about a month and a half ago, and he mentioned that this is going to be the worst flea and tick season that we've seen in decades. And we're going to continue the conversation because that's an important issue.
Yeah, that's a brewing storm that I'm not too happy about. That's something that it would be sure nice to avoid. But you get heat and you get moisture, and there's been a lot of moisture, as we already know. That's a perfect storm for that situation as well.
Well, and he said that this cake was baked last fall with the way that the weather broke going into winter.
So it may
be one that you can't prevent, but at least you can take the steps to effectively keep your pet from being tormented by these animals.
Exactly.
Because bottom line is, if you've ever seen an animal that's suffering with this, you suffer right along with them.
Sure, sure. And on a more social story going on, we've had a lot of activity in the news about some unfortunate house fires and such.
Yep.
But we've got some good news here, and we want to bring that forth. Why don't you talk a little bit about what we've got going on right now?
Yeah, we've got with us, who's going to join us now, Rich Johnson, who is the owner of Invisible Fence Midstate in Hazlitt, and he's going to stay with us for the next segment as well. But in this particular segment, Rich, my understanding is that you guys have been donating these masks to various firehouses. Can you talk a little bit about that program?
Surely, and welcome. I really appreciate it, and you're welcome me back again.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
It's called Project Breathe. Invisible Fence brand has been doing this for several years now, and it's gone nationwide. But we donate oxygen mask kits. There's three different size masks in a kit, in a little bag that the firefighters carry on their trucks with them, usually with the oxygen. And if they have a house fire where they have pets that have succumbed to smoke inhalation, they have these masks that they fit properly over their snouts. They just simply hook an oxygen tube to it, meter in some oxygen, and they can revive them. And we just feel it's something that we wanted to do to give back to the community that's been so good to us over the years, and just an extension of, you know, keeping dogs and cats safe.
I've talked to some firefighters, and at times they've tried to save animals and sometimes have succeeded, but they're like looking around for like McDonald's cups and things like that to try to put these things together.
Yes.
And this is the most, you know, that's why it's awesome to have you here and talk about this, and the fact that you've actually landed the donations here, right here in the Lansing Fire Department.
Yes, I was just notified. There's a request made by Lansing Fire Department a couple days ago. So we're in the process now of just coordinating a time to meet with them. And the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association found out that we were doing this program a couple of years ago, and they partnered with us. So our goal is to bring a veterinarian, a local veterinarian with us to one of the fire station's regular training sessions. So sure. We don't take up any of their time, additional time, or cost them any additional money. And we will donate the mask then, and then also do a clinic for how to use it properly and just basic first aid for pets.
And certainly all the firefighters that I know would certainly embrace this. And I mean, firefighters are fantastic. You know, they're fantastic human beings. They're oftentimes, you know, putting all their energy and effort and their life on the line, sometimes as a volunteer, just, you know, they're not even getting paid for it. Yeah. And they always seem to be pet lovers.
Yeah, but I would rather see them spending their time fighting the fire rather than building the animal oxygen mask. So it's really nice that you guys are willing to do that, because that is a major time saver for them. And it's going to be an animal saver as well.
Yeah, we have had we've been doing this for the last several years, and we do know of several saves in the mid-Michigan area from other outlying stations. But we're really excited that Lansing wants to get on board with this. And again, the idea is the human is always first, but then a lot of times, especially cats, will hide. Right. And that's where the smoke inhalation is almost an automatic with them. And these firefighters want to save those pets too, because it's so traumatic on the family to lose a home, number one, but then to lose their pets at the same time.
Right.
And it's just, that's something we want to try to help avoid.
How many of the different communities in this area have participated in this up to now?
I believe from out of my office in mid-Michigan and Hazlitt, I think this is the 16th different fire station that
hats off to
jump
you.
On board.
Fantastic.
Hats off to you.
Well, Rick, we're going to continue this conversation with Rich, and we're going to talk a little bit about what Invisible Fence can offer to save pets besides this program right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Be sure to listen to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 1320 a.m. WILS.